Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. And wherever you are in the world, you can call us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Johnny Ray.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. In case you're just tuning in, though, the story on the table at the moment. Now, you can bring up anything, but this, what we've been talking about is this orangutan in an Argentinian zoo that is now going to be set free, apparently, or put into a sanctuary as opposed to in the zoo. The court down there decided that the ape is a non-human person that has been unlawfully deprived of its freedom. And while I love animals, you know, I've got them myself in my own life, I think that the idea of naming them as persons with, you know, non-human persons with the same right to freedom as humans could really lead to an undesirable situation where, for instance, people are going to have to let their pets out from their house. And so, well, let's go to Sharon. She's in New Mexico listening to Kiva. Hello, Sharon.
Hi. Actually, I didn't hear the first part of the story. The first thing that I wanted to say was that when you were referring to your dog,
mm-hmm.
every single time you refer to her, except once, I found out how she's a her, you called her it. And it might not sound like a big thing, but dogs are sentient beings. I mean, my dog even knows what I'm thinking before I even think it. They feel things. And that you described her so many times as it, would you describe your child as it? Now, I know a child is not the same as a dog, but it kind of bothered me. So,
did you notice that, Johnny Ray? Was I doing that?
I didn't notice it, but I believe that you did.
Well, are you sure I wasn't just talking about animals in general, sense?
No, you weren't. And if you replay it, you'll hear it. I thought, well, you know, he's not really doing it deliberately, you know, and it's not because you think the dog is an it, but you actually did that. And it has a vibration to it. It's just, it bothered me because I love dogs and I don't consider them it. I have four of them. And they are.
Yeah, that seems really unusual that I would do something like that. I mean, I'll take your word for it, but Johnny Ray sitting right across from me, he didn't notice that. Keeping pets indoors, and if I were talking in general about pets, then I would describe it as a pet as an it without knowing the animal's gender.
No, it wasn't that. It was actually your own dog that you said it. So okay. I probably wasn't, you know, conscious that you were doing that. It just bothered me. Anyway,
alrighty.
I do a lot of dog rescue, and I work with dogs a lot, and I know what they're capable of, and they're amazing beings. It's human beings that have the problem, not the dogs. But anyway, the other thing is I didn't even realize about this, the orangutan story, until he just reiterated it. And why extrapolate? You know, they let the orangutan go into a sanctuary. Sanctuaries are safe places. Mm-hmm. Generally, they have food, they have shelter, but the animal has freedom. And there's no reason to extrapolate that just because they're going to take an animal who belongs in a more wild environment, that they're going to let dogs free all over the country. I personally think that's ridiculous. It would never happen. I mean, why do you think that?
I mean, courts tend to use one court ruling to justify another court ruling. I mean, certainly I agree with you that dogs are amazing animals and that they are sentient beings. I mean, they have feelings and they are very, very similar to us. The DNA difference is very minute.
The dog thing won't happen because it's too impractical. They can't make the U.S. citizens deport all their dogs from their homes.
Well, at this point, the court in the United States has not ruled that animals are persons. It was one in Argentina that did that. So it's not likely to happen here yet, Johnny Ray. But I think that is a legitimate concern because there would be some people who say that, sure, Ian, as much as you love your dog, you know, that you're going to have to let her out of the house because you're keeping her in captivity.
That's a wild extrapolation from that. That would never happen.
Don't you think that you're keeping a dog captive, though? Aren't you keeping your animals captive to some extent?
No,
I mean, if you're living in a city, for instance?
Well, when you say to some extent, my dogs run around in the backyard. They get taken places all the time. They get freedom to run. The more freedom they get to run, and I don't mean without my supervision, but the more freedom in a park or whatever they get to run, the calmer they are.
That's not true freedom, though. You're still keeping them captive. Right? I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't be able to.
Would you say that about your children, that you're keeping them captive? Or your teenagers who get to go outside when they want and whatever?
Well, the difference with your children is that eventually they can grow up to tell you, hey, Mom, I'd like to go out now, and if you don't let me, then you're keeping me captive. You know, the child can specifically voice its desire to be free, and if the child is ready or the teenager, you know, becomes ready to take on their own responsibilities in life, then they should be able to emancipate themselves as far as I'm concerned. The dog and the cat obviously can't do that because they can't communicate effectively in that way.
Well, dogs are more domesticated animals. I mean, they were originally, if you go back to the real etiology of the whole thing, you know, they were in the wild. But not as dogs, maybe as wolves or whatever their ancestry is, that they originally were created to become more domestic type of animals. And so we're not really talking about that they have the same environment to live in as a wild wolf or a fox.
Well, couldn't you make the same argument, though, for the factory-farmed animals that are kept in horrifying conditions? I mean, that they've been raised in captivity, very close captivity, for many generations, and so isn't that essentially the same argument, that they should, that should be able to continue?
Well, I wouldn't call it captivity. I would call it, in many instances, torture. And a horror that's going on.
Well, that's just what I'm trying to point out here is Sharon, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just pointing out that this is a slippery slope, wherein you may consider factory farming to be torture, but someone else who, let's say, they're more radical, they may say that keeping an animal in a house is also torture. You know, that they should be free, that they should have the right to freedom just like every other human.
Well, in a sense, that's true. But
that's all I'm trying to say here.
If you exaggerate, you know, there are people who are living in a one-room apartment in New York City, and they have a dog, and they might maybe take the dog out for half an hour a day for a walk. You know, that's not right either. But to extrapolate to the extreme that everybody is going to have to let their dogs out.
I'm not saying that's going to happen necessarily, but it could, or that some people might have to let their dog out. What if, like you said, you don't like somebody keeping a dog in their apartment without giving it appropriate exercise? So, you know, should the government get involved in that situation, force that dog to be released into the streets?
Okay, now that we're talking, you know what the government should get involved in?
Hopefully not a damn thing, personally. But
this might be a little off topic, but not exactly. There are 9 million, and that's an understatement, dogs killed in quote-unquote shelters in the United States of America. I know personally, because I've worked on this, in California there's a couple of shelters. There were 40 dogs one morning last year. This is only one instance. This happens all the time. There were 40 dogs one day that were put to death before the shelter opened. The shelter knew that there were adopters coming that day. People worked their bones off to
help. I'm curious, Sharon, that's horrible, those stories. How many of those shelters are actually run by the governments, though? I imagine there's a number of states that are putting dogs to death.
Oh, right. I won't go into the whole thing because it'll make your audience really sick.
Oh, I believe that it would. It seems to me that it's the government shelters that are more likely to be violent towards animals or, you know, inhumane towards animals because they aren't following the same incentives that, say, the Humane Society is. A private shelter like the Humane Society has to get donors, people who support their efforts through volunteering and donating money, in order for their efforts to continue, whereas the government, they can just continue on because they get tax dollars every single year involuntarily from people, and if they mistreat the animals, it doesn't matter. They'll keep getting money from us because we're all under the threat of violence by them if we just, if we don't go along with the system. Thanks, Sharon, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That is allows you to get on the air here with us. You can share your thoughts on animal rights. What should the system be doing with them? It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the idea of animal rights. And yet another conversation is being had globally about the rights of an orangutan. This one is in an Argentine zoo that has been ruled to be a non-human person and should be let out. But apparently they're going to be putting it into a sanctuary instead of a zoo, and I guess I'm curious to know what the difference is between a sanctuary and a zoo. I guess at a sanctuary there probably aren't people parading by to watch. But it sounded like from our last caller that she believed that even at the sanctuary, there's still some level of feeding and caring going on for the animals. So is it still in captivity when it's in the sanctuary? And if so, shouldn't it also be free to leave the sanctuary? So you're welcome to share your thoughts on the idea of animals and rights. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, we've talked about In Freedom's Cause here on Free Talk Live as a really unique piece of audio. In fact, it's audio theater, which really you don't hear very much these days. In fact, I don't remember the last time I listened to any audio theater before In Freedom's Cause. Probably maybe caught some on some obscure radio station at some point, but you don't really see audio theater very often, and this is outstanding audio theater. It is well produced. The voice acting is good. The sound effects are great, and the score was originally created for this purpose, for In Freedom's Cause. What is it? It's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history, the story of William Wallace. It's like Braveheart, only historically accurate. Now, I have listened to the entirety of In Freedom's Cause. When you're listening to it, you're hearing this historical story told by fictional characters. There are one or two fictional characters, from what I understand, who are sort of young people in the story, and essentially they tell you, through their eyes, or their, I guess not really through their eyes, but through the rest of themselves, you are hearing them regale you, and the characters that are surrounding them are from real life. And that's how the story is told. And because it's audio theater, it's like a movie played out on the screen of your mind. It's got some names you might recognize from the acting world, like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes of Chronicles of Narnia, and James Cosmo from Braveheart, as well as Game of Thrones. Children in your life will love In Freedom's Cause. It's got a study guide, and you can go learn more over at infreedomscause.com. There's a special offer just for Free Talk Live listeners. Use coupon code FTL to get the family four-pack at half off. That's infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL. So, Johnny Ray, I went back during the break to listen to a previous segment where I was accused of referring to my dog as it.
Yes.
And I'd asked you, when our last caller was on making those accusations, if you'd noticed that. And I think I found the part that she was talking about. Uh-huh. And what I was saying, I did use the term it, and I used that term a couple few times in a row. And I can understand her confusion about it, because right before I used the word it, I did reference my dog. But what I think in my mind, at least, what I was doing was I was actually talking about all of the animals that I've had,
uh-huh,
which has been a male cat and a female dog, and also had a female cat at one time as well. But, so I've had a mix of different types of genders of animals. And so I think that when I was talking about it getting out, the animal getting out, using those sort of generic terms, I was, to myself at least, considering and thinking about all of the animals that I've had and how frustrating it would be to have all of them get out and get hit by a car. Not that I was specifically referring to my dog, who is definitely a she, and I typically refer to her as such. So if it came off the wrong way, I'd like to apologize about that. Certainly didn't mean to confuse anybody into thinking that I somehow, don't care about my dog.
Yeah, you need to apologize to it, your dog. It's right behind
she
you.
She is right behind me at the moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the orangutan being held in a zoo should be let out, according to one court. But a court in the United States has decided differently in a very, very similar case involving a chimpanzee. And I doubt anybody's going to make the argument that an orangutan is somehow more sentient than a chimpanzee, and that's the reason why the orangutan is allowed to get out, but the chimp is not. We're just talking about two completely different political jurisdictions, two completely different cases. It still remains to be seen whether or not the zoo in Argentina is going to appeal the ruling to a higher court. So, you know, maybe this will be overturned. And I didn't mean to suggest that every animal is going to be let out of people's homes, but what I was pointing out was that each person has a different level of tolerance for what they consider to be acceptable as far as how someone takes care of an animal. And with our last caller, I think that was pretty clear. So what I was suggesting was that this is a slippery slope and that over time, one ruling that one animal needs to be let out of captivity could lead to further rulings, to where our last caller said that she didn't think it was right for someone in an apartment, you know, New York City or wherever, where you don't have a yard to let the animal roam. Johnny Ray, you said you don't want to own an animal until you have the ability to
release it into the wild.
Right, to let it go, let it run out in the backyard. If you're living out in the woods and you've got 11 acres and you're fairly far away from, you know, road frontage or whatever, then it's probably a pretty safe bet that you can let the dog out and let the cat out and have them romp about and, as long as they want to.
Right.
But you don't want to do that now. You're living in a more urban environment. You're living in a place where we have a yard. It's not a very large yard. It's not really fenced in any meaningful way. So, you know, you wouldn't really have the ability to get the dog as much exercise perhaps as you might like. And, you know, for you, that's an untenable position. For her, our caller, that was also an unacceptable position. She would not want to have an animal in that condition. And so, you know, maybe she's not the kind of person who would use the government to further her ends. But those people exist. Those people out there who believe they know what's best as far as how you take care of an animal. And those people would be willing to go to the government after a court ruling like this and say, well, you let this orangutan out, why shouldn't you let this dog out? Why shouldn't you let any dogs out who are in captivity in this country? Okay, how about you only let the dogs out that are in urban environments? Because it's just not right to raise a dog in an urban environment, which is what the argument our caller was making without the government side of things. She was just saying it was wrong to raise a dog in that situation. Well, a lot of people will take something they think is wrong, and then they'll go to the government, and they'll demand that a law be passed to right that supposed wrong through the force of the state.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's possible something like that could happen.
Yeah, and you're not using your own resources when you're using the state to go after somebody else. So I would like to think that the animal rights activists would start with the factory farms. You know, there was a time, like I said before, Ian, where I didn't pay any thought whatever to the welfare of animals that I was eating or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And people told me, you know, these chickens that you're worried about, they're pecking each other's eyes out. They're not worth your concern, but I don't feel that way anymore, and I think that the factory farms are ripe for some reform.
Sure.
I like the way that Mark gets his meat.
But you wouldn't reform them through the violence of the state.
Right. So I think the most evil is happening on these factory farms, and somebody who had their own skin in the game would focus their efforts where it can do the most good. But when you're using the state, it doesn't really matter who you pick. You might go after your enemies because you don't like your enemies, and they may simply be pet owners.
Which is right, which is why I'm disturbed by this particular court decision. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What are the rights of animals?
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can talk about the question about animal rights. I think it's an important question. It's one that's a conversation that will be had again and again, especially as we learn more about the intellect, the intelligence of our animal companions and the ones who are not our companions, the ones who are, you know, in zoos and in cages all across the country, that, you know, they're more intelligent than I think a lot of people give them credit for. But does that mean that they can't be kept or that they shouldn't be kept? And I think it's an important conversation. You're welcome to chime in with your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, don't forget you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then get your shopping done with Free Talk Live through shop.freetalklive.com. We've got Amazon links there. There's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You go into the right Amazon for you, and then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So whatever it is you're buying, maybe something for your pet, because they certainly have plenty of pet-related products there. Whatever you're getting, Free Talk Live will get a cut when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. Again, that's shop.freetalklive.com. So, Johnny Ray, was there more on the animal captivity discussion where you wanted to chime in? I mean, am I a bad guy for having a dog in a situation in which you would not? Because you said you would only want to have a dog or a cat in a place where you were living out in the woods. You're not now. You are actually my neighbor here in downtown Keene. And we're not in the woods. We're not far from the woods, but we're not in the woods. And so, you're not willing to take that step. Does that mean that you think that I am treating my dog poorly?
No, I can't say that. First of all, your dog is fairly sedentary. Jasmine is a little older, so she doesn't require as much running around as a younger dog might.
She still needs exercise. She still needs exercise. And truth be told, I haven't been giving her as much as I should because it's cold out there.
I think that Keene is a city you can have a dog in and take them out. And I would prefer living out in the woods where I just let the dog run free.
Sure.
But I think you can take care of an animal here by taking the dog out yourself and walking
the dog.
Sure,
go out for walks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wouldn't want to walk her without a leash in case she, got kind of interested in some other thing, like another animal or whatever, and then, jolts out into traffic. That would not be a good thing.
Yeah. Mostly what this story makes me think of is just kind of how it's an exciting time to be alive. I think that there's real... this is going to sound ridiculous, but more possibility and potential for a interspecies community. Because I don't think I'm the only one who's giving animals a little more credit for their own humanity. And I think that that down the road we will be able to communicate with animals, and they'll be able to tell you whether or not they consider themselves to be captives or family members.
I know that in the case of I don't know if it was a chimpanzee or whatever it was, but some sort of monkey-like beast was being held in a center where they were attempting, they were doing one of those communications things with it, and at some point it turned against one of the people that it didn't like. I forget what the reason was. That the monkey had a reason that it wanted to get revenge on one of the humans in the facility, and it did do that. So clearly that monkey was not ready to respect the rights of that other individual. And I don't remember what the other individual did to deserve the revenge. It wasn't like violence against the animal. It was just something the animal didn't like. And so the monkey attacked in some way. And so it could speak about that. It knew.
Sounds like an episode of Seinfeld.
It knew the monkey knew what it had done, but it wasn't sorry for it, from what I understand. So, eventually we get to the point where animals are understanding of what rights are. I think that'd be an amazing thing. And even if they're not, even if they don't grasp that concept, then still, I'm with you, Johnny Ray. I think that the idea of communicating with them on a more meaningful basis, rather than just giving an animal commands, to actually have the animal be able to talk back. Would be pretty neat, and I'm excited by all that stuff that we've seen, and of course going on for years with chimps and things like that. Dolphins, they're expanding their ability to communicate with dolphins as well. Dolphins are obviously, it's probably a little more of a challenge to communicate with them, given that they're in the water and we're not. But some of the early experiments that I've seen videos on that have been pretty fascinating. Dolphins, of course, are very, very intelligent species. They have I was watching I think it was a BBC, one of their BBC documentaries about dolphins, and their different kind of, the way they hunt is different in different areas based on the kind of ocean that they're in or the water that they're in, freshwater, etc. And they showed that some of these dolphins are actually passing down knowledge from generation to generation, that, there's some really very human attributes that you wouldn't necessarily have known about these animals without the constant observation that has only really been possible as of late. This, I think it was called Eye on the Pod. It was a documentary, like a 2-hour-long documentary by the BBC. And what they did was, it was really neat, was they had these cameras, underwater cameras, that were disguised as though they were animals. So they had one of them that was, you know, looked like a turtle, and it kind of moved like a turtle.
Uh-huh.
And then they had another one that looked like a jellyfish or something like that. You know, they had a few different types. So some of them could go faster. They had one that looked like it was a baby dolphin. You know, so some of them were designed to where the cameras could go faster and kind of keep up with the dolphins when they're moving quickly, and others were just sort of floaty kind of cameras. But it was fascinating because what that documentary allowed for was to observe these animals in a more natural circumstance rather than having some scuba divers down there holding cameras. You know, humans change their behavior when they're on camera, uh-huh. and sure enough, animals, you know, some of them may also change their behavior if they know that, well, I don't know if they know what the cameras are, but if they know other animals are around, in this case humans, they won't necessarily behave in the same way. So it was interesting to see the behaviors that were revealed by these sort of intimate cameras that were very, very nearby the dolphins, but not disturbing their sort of natural habitat. I highly recommend that documentary. That's one of those things that I think it was Eye on the Pod is what it was called, and it was, I think, released within the last year, so it wouldn't be too hard to go out there and find. But that's one of those documentaries that should be an eye-opener for some people, like, wow, you know, like really impressive things that you learn about dolphins out of that one. And it makes you wonder, you know, what is it that we don't know about them and whatever their society might be, which they definitely do have something like that.
Brings me back to my childhood. My mom was a member of the National Geographic Society, and I remember every time a new issue came in, I loved to look at the National Geographic, and I always went, I always looked for the stories about the animals or the insects. I love insects, Ian.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty unusual.
I guess
so. What do you
love
about them?
Because they're so, I don't know, humble and sort of weak.
Humble? I don't know if you can call an insect humble.
No, you're right. It's a terrible, terrible word to describe them. But they just, insects seem, they're just fascinating. They're alien, you know, mm-hmm. that's part of the appeal. They're so different and so primal.
Right, because, I mean, do they even have
primitive.
Brains? They don't, right? Like, insects, they don't have brains, do they? They're just kind of like things that do, like they follow instinct.
Well, they don't have like a noodle, but they've got something, some kind of cognitive nerve bundle
some kind of
or
nervous
something.
System.
Yeah,
yeah. Hmm.
And
what's your favorite insect?
Ants.
Really?
Uh huh.
The ones that bite, or just any old ant? Because there's the black ants and the red ants.
I don't like the ones that bite. I prefer the more peaceful ants.
Now, you grew up in North Carolina. Did you have red ants there?
We had red ants, but we didn't have fire ants.
Those aren't the same thing?
I'm pretty sure they're different. I think fire ants are what you've got in Texas that are coming up through
We
Mexico.
Sure as hell had them in Florida. The red ants would be the ones that would bite you.
Uh-huh.
And it was my understanding that was what a fire ant was, that the fire ants are red ants. I did not know that there were red ants that were not fire ants that did not bite. I'd be interested to find that out. But up here, that's one of the nice things about New Hampshire is they don't have fire ants in New Hampshire.
No, they don't, yeah. Do they?
And really, don't see many roaches up here either. Have you seen many roaches in New Hampshire?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe inside some houses, but I haven't really seen it. All right, 855-453, you take control here. Cutting the cord. People are calling it quits on cable television. It's Free Talk Live.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Jeff Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream Back Pain Cream at Walgreens.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $20. $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Welcome to the program. You dial toll-free here. You get on in the remaining moments, which are right now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but we do have enough time for you if you dial in at 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. And if you like Free Talk Live, then you should become an amplifier. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there through amp.freetalklive.com. That $5 a month that it costs to become an amplifier is money that we can invest into Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on all around the world, expand our satellite footprint. This is one of the most important things you can do for Free Talk Live, besides sharing the show online with your friends wherever you can. Getting behind the AMP program is a big deal for us, so thank you for doing it. If you're one of the people who is doing it, and if you've yet to sign up, please go ahead and take a moment out. You got some time during the holidays. Just drop by amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks, the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Amp.freetalklive.com. Johnny Ray, a couple of corrections to make. One, I was wrong about the name of the documentary that I was talking about the dolphins. I said it was Eye on the Pod. No, the title is Dolphins Spy in the Pod. So look for that.
Okay.
And I know it was available on Torrent a few months ago. It may still be. It was very, very good. And Johnny Ray, you have a correction about the fire ant confusion that we were having.
Yes. Well, according to the internet, there are fire ants in North Carolina, although it said 71 out of 100 counties, and rarely, but But yes, they do exist in the western part of the state too. Now, I'm from the western part of the state. I remember there being red ants, but I don't remember ever getting, quote, stung by an ant or ever having a red bump raised from contact with red ants. And I don't remember these red ants being more aggressive than any of the other ants. So if there's a kind of a red ant that is not a fire ant, I think maybe that's what I saw in Asheville. But actually, it's still inconclusive, Ian. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm unsure at this point about, you know, whether an ant can be red and not be a fire ant. So if you know more, you're welcome to correct us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're just talk show hosts. The hell do we know? 855-450-FREE.
Did you ever see that episode of MacGyver where...
Probably would not remember whatever you describe.
took place in South America. And lots of people were skinned to the bone by ants in this episode.
No, I've definitely not. Well, I mean, I can't say I've definitely not seen it, but MacGyver, I was pretty young when MacGyver was on television. That was what, the late 80s?
Yeah. Yeah, first MacGyver killed them with fire, and then he killed, and it was a somber tone, but it didn't work, and then he killed them with water, and then everybody was happy.
Whatever happened to MacGyver, anyway?
Well, he was on that sci-fi show about...
Stargate, right?
Yeah. Right. My oldest brother was a big fan of that. I never watched it. I always liked Richard Dean Anderson, though. I love those Canadians.
I never watched the Stargate show as a young person, but I did watch one just for the hell of it within the last couple of years, and boy, was it cheesy. It was fun, but I don't know if I would... I didn't continue watching anymore in the series. The movie was great, though. I did enjoy the movie when it came out. I used to have that one on Laserdisc. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Hey, speaking of entertainment options, a lot of people are cutting the cord, Johnny Ray. The story here from USA Today, pay TV customers, most of them who've cut the cord, as it is called, are happy that they have parted ways with their cable company.
Ian, can I interrupt you for a second? Richard Dean Anderson, who played MacGyver, is American. He's not Canadian.
Mm.
He liked hockey. I guess that's why I said he was Canadian.
The character or the actor?
Oh, geez, the MacGyver character liked hockey, and I'm going to assume that Richard Dean Anderson did as well because they filmed him playing it.
So the finding of a new survey of cord cutters from management consulting firm CG42 found that nearly 8 out of 10 of the cord cutters, 77% of them, have no intention of returning to cable and are happy they dropped their pay TV subscription. Based on the 556 cord cutters the firm surveyed last month, those surveyed were past customers of the 5 major cable companies. We found it very interesting that more than 3 out of 4 cord cutters were happy with their decision to leave cable entertainment behind. It's an early indicator of the manifestation of the problems and frustrations that people are having with their cable companies. I've never had it, Johnny Ray. I've never had cable television since I lived in my parents' house.
Uh-huh.
So probably, you know, since I was, I think I left my parents' house when I was 20. And so, yeah, so pretty much my entire adult life, I've not had cable television. And I don't really feel like I'm missing anything. What's your history been with that?
Well, we grew up with ABC and CBS. We never had NBC.
Would you have rabbit ears?
Yes.
Okay.
And then one year, one Christmas, we got a Nintendo Entertainment System.
Hmm.
We got a PC computer, and we got cable television. So I guess 88, maybe, thereabouts, we got cable. And then we had that until I left the house and joined the Marine Corps, and I got the Armed Forces Network for a while. And then after that, I don't think I ever had cable again.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you want to tell your story about why you left the cable world, you should do that. What are people replacing it with, though?
According YouTube.
To the survey, most cord cutters are still getting internet service from their provider, 70% of them. So, for instance, here, we've got Time Warner Cable at the studio, but I don't have TV from Time Warner Cable. They're just providing the internet. Most popular service to replace the cable company is Netflix, used by 73% of the survey respondents, followed by Hulu Plus at 59% and Amazon Prime with 44%. Very few of them, only 3%, say they're getting most of their content for free. Cord cutters are not averse to paying for the content, he said. It's that they're averse to paying for content they don't need or watch. They want the things that they want. So, on average, cable companies lost $811 in annual revenue from each cord cutter, the survey found. Comcast and Time Warner reported third quarter losses of 81,000 and 184,000 pay TV subscribers, respectively. So it sounds like they are hemorrhaging subscribers at these cable companies, and people have legitimate complaints over the years. You know, why should you have to pay for this huge package of channels of which you probably only watch four or five? It just doesn't make sense. And will the cable companies get their act together and start offering a la carte programming to people to where they can buy what they actually want to watch in an effort to try to stay alive? Because it sounds like they're having a tougher and tougher time. Not as tough a time as the newspapers, for instance, but they certainly are. Aaron is with us in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnny Ray.
Yeah, I was a cord cutter a few years ago, but I found that the last couple times, the service, they were throwing in basic cable for the same price. I think it's like so that you surf through and you see things you want to watch, and like you can't get it because you don't have the premium subscription. But the other thing I really called about was I wanted to catch Johnny Ray's game of the week if he's going to have, if he has one in mind.
And, oh yes, I do. I do. It's sort of my game of the year, Hearthstone. I always go back to Hearthstone, and it never disappoints me. It's a free experience. It's a free to play game.
Hmm.
It's a premium experience, and they just this month released the biggest expansion they have yet. Several months ago, I was talking about Naxxramas, Curse of Naxxramas, which added about 30 cards to the game. And this month, Gnomes versus Goblins came out, and that's about 120 cards. Naxxramas changed the meta. You know, the meta is when you're climbing the ranked ladder, which I try to do once a month, get as high up the ladder as I can. The highest I've gotten is to about rank 15. That doesn't mean
that means you're 15 in the world.
No, I'm sorry. That just means that's just a number that you're given, and 15 is sort of
is a lower number higher.
A lower number is higher.
Would be the best.
Your lower number is higher. If you get up, collect your thoughts, Johnny Ray. 75% of the players never get past 15.
Let's do a Game of the Year edition of Johnny Ray's Game of the Week next week, Johnny.
All right, yeah.
Let's do that then. Aaron, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Daniel is with us in Sun City, California. Hey, Daniel.
Hey. I had to call because you mentioned what is now called the American Forces Network. That's who I work for. And that's one reason I cut the cable, because I get enough TV at work that I would like to apologize for. I feel like running a crawl at the bottom of the screen saying, don't believe this propaganda.
Amazing. I would have loved to have talked to you further about where you work, but we're unfortunately at the very end of the show, Daniel. Are you happy with your cord cutting experience, I take it then?
I am so happy. I've cut the cord 2 years ago, and I listen mostly to Wi-Fi radio, like listening to your show.
Very cool. Well, call us again another night. Call earlier and talk to us about your experience working for the military propaganda arm. We'd love to hear from you then, but we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow for the live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood is just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. If it's in stock, it's on sale, and pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals in over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.